Okay, our friends. So today we are reading, continuing reading, from the Disney Bedtime Favorite Storybook. This is the 10th story in the book. We're halfway through. It's from Beauty and the Beast. It's called The Bedtime Story. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Hanima.
Hanima. Did I do it right? Nice. Well, we are here together, and we're going to read this story. Are you ready?
You didn't... A few stories ago, you didn't say my brother's name right.
Your brother's name? Oh!
Hinimi, Hinimi.
Hinimi, Hinimi. Oh, and so that makes sense. I'm impressed that you have the amazing skill set to pronounce those fun names. I also like that you come up with some really good names. I have some stories in this book, and I would like to share them with you. They don't have cool names like yours, but they do have some cool characters. What do you say? Let's do it. All right, Beauty and the Beast, the bedtime story. The sun was setting over Beast's castle. Outside, the world was snowy and cold. But inside, Belle felt quite cozy. She had spent the past few days outside, taking her horse, Philippe, on strolls and even having snowball fights with the Beast. Belle watched through her window as the Beast walked Philippe to the stables. Pausing, he gave the horse an awkward but kind pat with his large paw. Suddenly, Chip bounced in.
Belle! Belle!
He called.
It's story time.
Now, now, Chip, Mrs. Potts said, coming in behind her son. You must wait for Belle to offer to read you a story. Perhaps she is tired and wishes to go to bed.
I'm all right, Belle replied, smiling.
She'd gotten into the habit of reading bedtime stories with her new friends, and she'd been looking forward to it all day.
Let's go down to the library.
Yippee!
Chip cried as he bounced out of the room. Lumiere and Cogsworth were already in the library when the trio arrived. The pair had pulled Belle's favorite chair close to the crackling fire. A warm blanket rested over the back and a thick...
Who's the pair?
The pair of characters. Lumiere and Cogsworth are two people. So when you say there are two of something, you can say it's a pair of those things. Like a pair of mittens or a pair of shoes. Yeah. The pair had pulled Belle's favorite chair close to the crackling fire. A warm blanket rested over the back, and a thick book with a worn leather cover sat on the seat.
I thought perhaps we could read this one tonight, Cogsworth suggested, pointing at the book.
Lumiere peered at the cover. He read aloud.
Helmets through the ages. A detailed history of headwear.
No,
there must be some excitement, some drama, perhaps l'amour.
Let's read an adventure story, one with big scary monsters,
Chip exclaimed.
Nothing too scary, love,
Mrs. Potts said gently.
You don't want to have nightmares.
She's right. Belle thought for a moment.
I hate nightmares.
Me too. Belle thought for a moment, her eyes skimming the colorful spines that lined the walls around them. Everyone wanted to read something so different. How could she find a story to make everyone happy? But then Belle had an idea.
Why don't we make up our own bedtime story tonight?
She suggested.
Our own story?
Chip asked, excited.
Yes.
Belle clapped her hands.
We'll go around in a circle and each add a line or two. It'll be fun.
A marvelous idea, dear,
Mrs. Potts said.
Magnifique,
Lumiere agreed.
Quite,
Cogsworth added. And so the friends gathered around the fire, eager to begin. Everyone insisted that Belle go first.
Okay,
she agreed.
She thought for a moment and then began. Once upon a time, there was a knight named Sir Allard. Sir Allard was noble and brave, and wherever he went, he rode upon his trusty steed. And she smiled, thinking of Philippe.
Did they fight dragons?
Chip shouted, bouncing eagerly. Belle laughed at the teacup. Why don't you go next and tell us?
Sir Allard went on lots of adventures, and he fought big, scary dragons and saved lots of princesses.
Chip said.
People came to his castle from all over to ask for his help.
I believe I have something to add,
Cogsworth said. Wonderful, Belle said encouragingly.
Sir Allard's castle was of the concentric variety, a vast improvement on the Morton Bailey castle. The concentric design was a combination of the shell keep and the rectangular keep. It had many lines of defense in the form of multiple stone walls. The stone that was used was particularly interesting.
Cogsworth paused as he noticed Lumiere gesturing for him to finish his part.
Well, yes, I suppose that was a few lines,
Cogsworth sputtered. You gave us great details about the setting, Belle said kindly. Lumiere, would you like to continue?
But of course,
the candelabrum said.
One day, our hero, Sir Allard, heard of a ferocious dragon. As all brave knights know, where there is a dragon, there is often a princess. And so, dreaming of rescuing the princess and finding true love, Sir Allard set off to find the dragon. He soon found himself in an enchanted forest, a forest that was so dreadfully dark that he could not see.
Oh,
Mrs. Potts exclaimed, I know what happens next.
As Sir Allard's eyes adjusted, he saw something large resting in the distance,
Mrs. Potts said.
It appeared to be the dragon, but the creature didn't look like the knight thought it would. In fact, it looked a bit sad.
What did he do, Mama?
Chip asked. Well, now I've had my turn, Chip, Mrs. Potts said.
We've all had our turns,
Cogsworth exclaimed.
Who will finish the tale?
Suddenly a cough came from just outside the library door. The group turned to see the beast standing in the doorway. He had been listening to their story the whole time.
Hello, Belle called. Would you care to come in and help us finish the story?
No, the beast said gruffly, turning to leave. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, you can add to it,
Lumiere said.
It's easy,
Chip said. Please, Belle said, motioning for him to pull up a chair.
All right.
The beast strode over and sat next to Belle.
Well, I thought that maybe, I don't know, this is ridiculous,
he said, fidgeting nervously.
Belle put her hand on his paw and smiled encouragingly. He looked at it and then he tried again.
The knight saw that the dragon was upset and lonely, so Sir Allard talked to him, and something very unlikely happened. The two of them became, well, friends, the end.
The room was very quiet for a moment, and then everyone began to speak at once. No, wait.
Très bien,
Lumiere exclaimed.
Splendid, sir, Cogsworth cried. Very well done indeed,
Mrs. Potts said. Yes, Belle said. That was a wonderful bedtime story. She smiled at the beast, who seemed to keep surprising her with the most perfect ending.
And that, my friends, is...
the end.
The end.